During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you'd like, you could check out my Twitter account at SSJWHB to see the picture I posted to promote our next guest. He is the captain of the Border Patrol and Sporting Kansas City, Mr. Matt Beisler. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing well, Stephen. Good morning.
I'd like to ask Nate Bucati to describe the beautiful picture.
I have some information about that picture. So that club.
I know you can't see it, Matt.
So this picture, Matt, that Stephen tweeted out of you. I'm going to guess you're probably 7 years old in this picture. You're wearing a sweet Lotto jersey.
Yeah, Lotto.
And it's for the club Dynamos. And I will let you know, Matthew Beisler.
It's you and Seth Sinovic in the picture.
I was going to say, that has to be Seth.
Seth! I played for the very first team ever named the Dynamos, started by Mike Safe. When he moved from England, he started that club, and I was on... Dynamo 80, which was his first club team that he had.
So that means Matt Beisler followed in your footsteps.
In the club I helped start.
Did you know that, Matt?
No, those are some interesting facts. I do remember that team. I remember that coach, Mike Safe. He had a dog. You remember the dog's name, Jake? Sausage?
Sausage?
Hey there. Hold on here. What kind of conversation are we getting ready to have here, Matt? Hold on here.
He had this black lab that used to come or take it to practice, and it was an awesome dog, like really well trained, but yeah, it just used to run around, and it was a good dog.
I remember he was a big time Leeds United fan because his dad, I think, played for Leeds or helped manage him at some point, but he was a giant Leeds United fan.
Gotcha.
So, speaking of sausages named after things,
what?
Did you know that Stephen St. John has a sausage named after him now, Matt?
Oh, well.
No. Please enlighten me.
You need to go to the brand new Shemaika's Deli and Market down on Swift in NKC, and they have, you could buy of course, their delicious products there, but they also have a wonderful deli where you buy some cold sandwiches, also hot food, including the St. John sausage sandwich, the sausage roll, which has onions and peppers, and you just go in there and you got to scream, I want St. John's sausage, and then $9.50 later, you are good to go.
All right, I'm in. I got to try it out. That sausage is really good, but nobody knows how to pronounce it. So is it Shemaika's? Is that the way to say it?
That's right. Shemaika's Italian Sausage.
Okay.
Get yourself a St. John sausage.
Right.
I will.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm just going to be honest with you. You keep going the way you're going. Maybe have a Matt Beisler sausage or something down
sausage!
There. I don't know. Matt Beisler sandwich or whatever.
Sausage!
And then all of a sudden, Nate's there every day for lunch.
Well, that's going to be, I was going to say,
I'll take the usual.
Sorry, sir.
Nate, we're not open.
Limit one per day. It'll be the Matt Beisler Good Sense sandwich. You know?
Sausage! So that would
right.
be,
yeah.
What would be the Matt Beisler, if you were to have a sandwich named after you at Good Sense, what would it be? What's your order?
Yeah.
I like to switch it up, but I think my favorite, it's pretty simple. I like turkey, pepperoni, lettuce, tomato, oil, vinegar, salt, pepper. That's it.
Damn, that sounds good.
Yeah.
My God.
Delicious.
Yeah. Why am I doing this to myself? Nate and Jake are the ones that have food delivered. I'm sitting here in my office, although I am at home. I guess I could just go to the fridge, but that's such a long walk. Matt Beisler joins us. Matt, before we get in, obviously the disappointing finish of what happened on Sunday. I want to talk to you about the experience of playing in that environment. What was it like? We talked last week, and you really didn't know what to expect. What was it like once you got out there and got into the flow of the game? How different was it for you?
Well, it was different. It definitely was different, just not having fans. I didn't know what to expect. Part of me thought it was going to be similar to a preseason game, you know, just like the preseason vibe. The level was higher than preseason, for sure. The intensity was higher. So, I don't know, somewhere in between a preseason game and, you know, a game in front of a sold-out stadium. But, you know, overall, I think it's good. It's really good that we're able to, you know, put this tournament together, and I think the quality is high enough to make it worth it. So hopefully the fans are able to enjoy some of it, and you know, because I know we're enjoying the competitive part of it for sure.
What about the fitness aspect from the standpoint of the conditions, in terms of how hot and muggy we know it is down in Orlando this time of year, and the fact that was your first game in 4 months without even having any preseason type games to you know, ratchet up for this? How did that part of the game come across to you?
Yeah, I felt good. I think most of the guys, you know, felt pretty good. We kicked off right at 8 o'clock. Local time, so the sun was just going down. There was actually a bit of a breeze as well at kickoff, so that helped from the humidity standpoint. But yeah, I mean, it's hot. It's hot and it's humid. You know, I think we get similar weather in Kansas City. I would say it's more humid down here. But you know, there's a lot of clouds. Like last week, we talked about the thunderstorms just playing like such a factor in the schedule. And so there's clouds that roll in. So if you can get like a nice little patch of cloud cover, it's actually not too bad. It's just humid. But, you know, if the clouds open up and the sun comes down, some sun comes out and it's humid, then it's a challenge. But yeah, I mean, I think overall, yeah, it was tough. It was difficult, but, it wasn't anything that we can't handle.
Matt Beasler is our guest, right? Matt, let's talk about, the actual game. And you guys were so dominating in the first half and looked great, and then even at the beginning of the second half. But it did feel like maybe you guys should have had a bigger lead. I mean, I don't know. You get in there and you feel great about the way you're playing, but that's soccer, man. You could dominate, and you could be even, and you could only be up one goal, and the margin for error is so slim. And then we all saw what happened. So maybe just take me back to halftime and how you felt about the way you guys performed in the first half.
Yeah, so first of all, I want to kind of clarify something that you said about dominating. So this is actually one of my pet peeves, and I used to do this all the time, and people do it all the time, but, you know, after the game, if you lose or whatever, you say, oh, yeah, we dominated, you know, but we couldn't pull one in. So I don't like the word dominate unless you win the game. Like, dominating to me is winning 4-5-0. So the word I like to use is control. So I think we controlled the game. We didn't dominate the game. If we would have dominated the game, we actually would have put 3 or 4 goals in the back of the net, and that would have been a dominating performance. So, yes, we controlled the game. We controlled possession, corner kick, shots. We controlled a lot of aspects of the game, but, you know, we didn't put away our chances when we had them, and it came back to bite us. And sometimes that happens. It's a crazy game, especially soccer. I was telling Jake, you know, right before I went on when I was talking with him, that I forgot I hadn't played a game in so long. I forgot my love-hate relationship with this game. You know, I love it and I hate it at the same time, because sometimes it's cruel. And you know, when you leave the door open for a team and you don't capitalize and punish them, crazy stuff can happen at the end of the game. And we saw that, we experienced that firsthand the last 10 minutes. But, you know, to answer your question about halftime, I think we get into halftime, we're all kind of looking at each other, and I think we all realize, we say, look, guys, you know, it was a good first half. You know, it's not like we played bad, but I think we got something more in us. I think we eased our way into it a little bit, which is expected. It's our first game in a while. It's the first game of the tournament. You know, we're playing a little bit more conservative. You know, I think we managed the first half really well. But something we talked about at halftime was, look, guys, we're probably in like second or third gear right now. we got to ramp it up. You know, we got to get to fourth or fifth year, and we have it in us. And so, you know, I think we came out in the second half, and I think we played well. I think we raised our intensity a little bit more, and we controlled the ball, and we created three or four really good chances. I remember Gerso's off the top of my head was a really good action from us. We played Gerso in behind, which he's so good at getting in behind the defense. And then the final product, we weren't able to execute. You know, whether it was a pass or just a finish into the corner, we just weren't able to execute that part of it. And the longer the game goes on, you know, the Minnesota, the other team, you know, has that little bit of hope still. And like I said, one play and it can change the game. And that's exactly what happened. There's some times where, you know, you're able to escape that game and you win 1-0 without putting away your chances. But other times you get penalized. And this was one of those games where, unfortunately, we got penalized.
And Matt, I'm glad you clarified that, because obviously I'm behind Nate and Jake as far as knowledge of well, just knowledge in general. But I was watching the game with one of my daughters, Selena, and so we watched the first half, and then I go on Twitter to try to see like what people are saying, and one of the soccer experts that I follow tweeted that it was an absolutely dominant performance by Sporting Kansas City through the first 45 minutes. And so I said, okay, because I, you know, look, I know what I know and I know what I don't know. So I'm going to rely on the soccer experts I follow. And then my daughter says, she goes, yeah, but they're only up by one. I said, well, I tried to explain it to her. I didn't do a very good job. And so I'm going to make her listen to this. You say control instead of dominating. And really, let's throw whoever used that word, let's throw them under the bus right now. Let me get in the bus. Could you drive it? Jake, you get in here too. Let's just run it right over them. I can't remember the guy that tweeted that out, but you know that. I'm glad that you have shown me exactly what that means. Nate, go ahead, talk.
Man, I tell you what, this is. I've just been verbally accosted by my hero Matt Beisler for the last 5 minutes.
Hey, yeah, but you know what, guys? We're talking about the same thing though. Like everyone that watched the game, I mean, I was on the field, so I know what the game felt like. Look, dominate, control, like, we're talking about the same thing, but it's just, it's something that I brought up because this is, like, personally how I feel, because a lot of people, like, that game happens a lot in soccer where a team controls / dominates, whatever you want to say. Like, you know, they have 25 shots, the other team has two, they have all the possession, they have all the chances, they just, when you watch the game, it's like, there's no way this team's gonna not win the game. And then they don't. And so, and I think a lot of people after that situation, it's like, oh yeah, well, we dominated it, you know. But I don't know. It's something that I feel that I needed to bring up because I don't know. To me, dominating is dominating the scoreboard, and that's really all that matters, right. You know.
Yeah,
don't ease up on him, man.
Word again, by the way. I have learned my lesson. I'm never using that word again. And
I told him, and I'm being honest with you, Matt. I accused him the next day of being Nate. The jinxer that jinxed everything by tweeting. I said, will you please not tweet that? Because we're all excited. Everyone's all fired up to watch the game. We've been waiting for sports. And then it's funny that you said that. You remember how much you love and hate everything. And like right after the match is over, I said, I'm going to go back to not watching sports for a while now. That didn't.
Yeah,
That was what I was hoping for at all.
Like, we felt that, you know, in the locker room that night, even the next day, it's like, you know, it's just disappointment. Like, the difference of how we felt and how we could have felt if we make one or two different plays, you know, it's like, if we, you know, if, first of all, if we don't allow them to score, we win 1-0, we're feeling great. But if we put away a couple of those chances, you know, we're walking away from that game winning 2 or 3-0, and yeah, then we throw in the word dominating. We walk away from that game, it's like, oh, wow, we dominated that game. We won 3-0. We were good in possession. We looked good. Our shape looked good. We had corner kicks, all that stuff. And then, you know, we end up, you know, not putting away our chances. And like we said, we gave up two goals in injury time. We end up somehow losing that game. And it's a complete 180. And it all happens in like 15 minutes. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just the craziness of sports. It really is.
Yeah, the whole leading up to that whole game, I just kept thinking to myself, man, I miss this so much. I'm so excited to have a game to broadcast. I miss this so much. And then on the drive home, I just kept thinking, I haven't been this mad in 4 months. I can't believe, why did I miss this that much? So we talked about the opportunities that went begging in the first half and the first 15 minutes of the second half. And obviously, had you cashed in on a couple of those, we're talking about a different story. But then you also mentioned that, hey, if you can close the game out, even after you go down a man, you're telling a different story. What lessons do you guys take from the way the last 15 minutes or so played out and into stoppage time that need to be different or better next time around?
Well, I think it's just our awareness. You know, the next or the last 10 minutes of each half, if people have watched this tournament, I mean, when you watch this tournament, there's probably been a goal in every game in injury time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because what happens is, you know, you have these water breaks halfway through the half, and so that adds on injury time. Usually injury time is like 3 or 4 minutes, but in these tournaments, injury time is like 7 or 8 minutes. And so you see a ton of goals scored late in games. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a wake up call for us. We had to learn that the hard way, but hopefully we can use that to our advantage now. You know, we've kind of experienced that in our first game. And so now moving forward, you know, when we look up and see that clock and see, all right, there's 5 minutes left in this game, there's 10 minutes left in this game, we've got to raise our level. We've got to raise our awareness, our concentration, and just do a better job.
And Matt, I know this could be a touchy situation. I'm not asking you to criticize any officials or anything like that. But again, for someone watching the game and trying to understand what happened with the red card, you watch the game and you hear Taylor Twellman say, yep, that's a good, absolutely a good call. This is why, and this is why it's a good call. And then talking to Nate and Jake, and I think I can't remember exactly what Jake said, but Nate thought it was a bad call and didn't agree with the call. And listening to both make compelling arguments, and then, of course, you're left with, I don't know what I just saw. And so I don't know if you've had a chance to go back and watch it or just what your opinion of that red card was. Was it the right call?
Well, I'm probably with you, Steven, in saying that it could have gone either way. You know, typically when you see a play like that, when a goalie comes out of his box and, you know, the forward has an opportunity at goal and the goalkeeper fouls him, typically, yes, you do see a red card. So I think by law and by the way the rule is written, you know, a lot of people can make that argument like, yeah, for sure, that's a red card. But when you actually watch the replays and you kind of assess the situation, I don't know. I don't know if it's a red card or not. I think that, you know, you could justify it being a yellow card, because when you look at it, you know, yeah, it's a chance on goal, but it's not a clear chance. I think that, you know, Roberto Puncic is recovering and he's close enough to the ball that even if the guy gets around him, you know, he's there to make a play. So I don't think it's necessarily like a guaranteed goal. I also think when you slow it down and you watch Tim and how he makes his play at the ball, he eases up. Like he goes into the play, but then you can see him. He eases up, and it's almost like, all right, yeah, I'm going to make sure here I don't get a red card. And he kind of slides in, and yeah, he makes contact, but like it's not like he goes through the guy and he's intentionally fouling the guy. I think he's making a play at the ball, but then the last second he hesitates and he eases up. So I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, of course I'm going to argue that it's a yellow card all day because it happened to us. But if I was on the other side, you know, I'd be making the argument that it's a for sure red.
Okay, Matt. Well, the good thing about sports, when we talk about we've experienced the bad part of sports with the way that game ended. The good thing is there's another game coming up, and so you don't have too much time to sit around and be angry about this one. In fact, I'm guessing that this last 20 minutes you've spent more time thinking and talking about that game than you have in the last couple days. You got to get ready for Friday's game against the Rapids. Can you just maybe paint the picture for us as to what that transition from getting over this last game to getting ready for this next one is, and how important of a game is it coming up on Friday night against the Rapids?
Yeah, so I mean, off the field, we've got to keep our confidence levels high. It was a disappointing loss, especially the way that things ended and played out. But we've put in a lot of good work over the last couple months, and you know, I think we all feel really good about where our team is at. You know, and part of that showed with the way that we played. And so, you know, it's almost like we've got to stay the course, and we can't lose any confidence just because of the last 10 minutes that happened in one game. And so there's that aspect. And then on the field specifically, you know, I think we've got to play, we can play better. You know, I don't think we played bad against Minnesota. I thought we played pretty well. But we can play better. The way that we move the ball, we can play quicker. And part of that was Minnesota. You know, Minnesota dropped off and they tried to slow the game down and we almost fell into that trap. And so, you know, this next game, we've got to play with some more urgency. We've got to be more aggressive. And then when we do find ourselves in good spots to score, we've got to execute. You know, we've got to take that half second to find composure and make the right play.
Matt Beisler has been our guest. All right, Matt, good luck on Friday night. And Matt, I say this to you as a friend, so I don't want you to get mad at me, but I truly believe that you just delivered a dominating performance on this radio show.
Right the scoreboard reflects
and
it.
I can tell you that for sure. And I'm not some play-by-play guy trying to jinx things at halftime. I'm telling you, the end game here, you were fantastic, Matt. Thank you very much for your time.
You know
You're
who the
welcome,
winner is? The winner is the new title sponsor of our segments with Matt Beisler, our friends at Michelob Ultra, superior light beer with only 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. Michelob Ultra, find your fit.
Matt Beisler's our fit.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys. Beisler. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
You're the man, Matt. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Well,
I have never felt more publicly shamed.
Yeah.
And I've been publicly shamed a lot, by the way. I've withstood a lot of public scorn over the years, but to have Matt Beisler just absolutely, I don't know if you know what the right word is there.
I don't think you could have set that up any better.
He verbally spanked me across the room.
He didn't know it was you said it.
Right.
Like, I can't see it, you know. Like, well, let me tell you where I got that from.
I was like, I hope I didn't say that.
Man, I didn't even think about it either until then. All of a sudden, Steven started to read that tweet, and then I just wanted to this like, you know, back in the day when you had a teacher that you actually really liked, and that teacher decided to light you up in class one day because you were being inappropriate or whatever. You're like, oh, now I feel really bad.
No, and that was that was a legitimate question because you know I've told you when I watch games with Selena, she'll ask me a million questions, and I'm cool with it. But like, and so we were looking at Twitter, like, okay, let's see what people said about the first half. And so, and then she goes, oh, there's Nate. And then Dominant, and she goes, well, how come they're only up by one? I said, well, it's a difference. I tried to, and I look, let's just watch the second half. You know, the answer when you don't know the answer, like, okay, you know what, let's just watch the game. Let's just watch the game. How about that? We're going to miss it. And so all blame goes to Nate on that one. Let's take a break. I'm glad I can make that happen for you, Nate.
Appreciate that.
Conduit for good feelings here. Back after this on WHB.